Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, precious people of God, on this blessed Sunday morning.
Yes.
We first want to remind you that you are so blessed.
Amen.
And we are very excited this morning because you are a child of God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Because you are a child of God, we want to declare to you, it is already well with you.
My God.
And it is well with the work of your hands.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It is well with your family. We declare it is well with everything concerning you because you are protected this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
by
Lord.
Jehovah Nisi, my God, the Lord your victory,
yes,
the
God.
Lord your banner.
Amen.
The scripture in Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes.
The righteous run into it and they are safe. Mm-hmm. And because you are in Christ Jesus, you are in right standing with God. So when you start to declare and decree the name of Jesus, you are safe. We want to tell you this morning, you are secure.
Yes.
You are set on high. It's a reason to celebrate because the Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your redeemer. The Lord is your stronghold.
Yes.
So you have the victory through your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
My goodness, my goodness. That's wonderful right there,
Hallelujah.
Prophets, this morning. Somebody ought to be encouraged this morning. Going along with what you said, why? Listen, when we receive protection, somebody say, I'm protected in Christ.
I am protected in Christ.
Say, God is my refuge.
God is my refuge.
Say, God is my redeemer.
God is my redeemer.
Say, God is my stronghold.
God is my stronghold.
Say, because of this, the snare
of the enemy
has been broken
off of my life.
Say it again. Say, the snare
of the enemy
has been broken
off of my family.
Say, the snare of the enemy
has been broken
off of my ministry. Say, in the name of
Jesus.
Say it again. Say, in the name
of Jesus.
One more time. Say, in the name of
Jesus.
God called us to come on this morning. Oh, I'm excited right now. My God, he wants you to declare this right now. He wants you to say, Lord, bless my house.
Lord, bless my house.
See, that's a word from the Lord. God wants you to understand. He wants you to open up your mouth and say, Lord, bless my house.
Hallelujah.
Because you are my protector.
Hey, hey.
You are my redeemer.
Glory, God,
you are my refuge. You are my present help in a time of trouble. You are my stronghold. The Bible says, as prophet has said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe. That is a good word, prophetess. I want to minister from that position of God being our protection and taking us forward because the snare and the plan and the plot of the enemy has been broken over the
Hallelujah.
Lives of God's people and he wants you to give him all of the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
So the word of the Lord comes this morning from 2 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 through 6 and verse 14. So the Bible says, and after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. Somebody say subdued them.
Subdued them.
And David took Meth Gama out of the hand of the Philistines, and he smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he to put to death, and with one full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. Somebody say dominion and blessing.
Dominion and blessing.
The Bible says David smote also Hadad-Ezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, 20,000 footmen. David hold all the chariot horses, but reserved of them for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to overcome Hadad-Ezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Somebody say David was experiencing victory.
David was experiencing victory.
Look at somebody and say, that's continual victory.
That's continual victory.
See, the Bible says, then David put garrisons or military posts and officers in Syria of Damascus. And the Syrians became servants to David and brought gifts. And the Lord, somebody say, and the Lord,
and the Lord.
Preserved David wherever he went. Somebody say that with me. Say,
the Lord
is preserving me
everywhere
I go.
Say it again.
Say, the Lord
is preserving me
everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I want to give you this. This is verse 14. He says, and he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom put he garrisons. And all they of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David wheresoever he Hallelujah. Went, prophetess, this is the word of the Lord going forth to the people in all regions, in all counties, in all areas of their dwelling. God wants you to know today, people of God, that he seeks to preserve you wherever you go, in your job, in your home, in your family, wherever it is you are experiencing and venturing out in the kingdom of God. God wants you to know he wants to preserve you and lift you up and raise you up and make your name great. Glory Prophetess, say this with me. Say, God seeks to make,
my name great.
Oh, somebody out there needs to grab that today. God wants to bless your house. God seeks to establish you and bless your house, your home, your physical body, your ministry, your family.
Hey.
See, the word establish means to strengthen. God wants to strengthen you. He wants to prosper you. He seeks to settle you. Many of God's people out there are reading their word, but they're not settled in their heart. God wants to settle you on this morning.
Hey.
He wants to shore you up this morning. He wants to give you rest. Oh, I love that right
Glory
there, prophetess. Because the word came to us last Sunday. The Lord began to minister to the prophetess, and she said, listen, God wants to give you rest on every side. Hallelujah this morning. Somebody say, I receive rest on every side.
I receive rest on every side.
Say, in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
See, this rest comes because you are in the Lord Jesus. See, God seeks a place for him to dwell in your life. Now, see, this story here with David, it comes from a position of rest. See, when God began to move in David's life, that was the thing that he gave him. A promise was the rest in the Lord.
Hey.
The Bible says that Nathan came to David, prophetess, and the Bible says that David said, Nathan said, listen, I have heard from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord wants you to know, not only do you have rest on every side from your enemies, but I want you to build me a house.
Glory
oh, I want
God.
You to establish my kingdom.
Yes.
I want you to speak from my authority.
Yes.
I want you to know and people around to know that I am God and I am your savior and I am your deliverer. Consider building me a house.
Hallelujah.
God wants somebody to know out there that he wants you to consider turning it all over to him so that he can get the glory out of your life. Why? Because God wants to make your name great.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good word right there. God wants to make your name great.
Yes.
God desires a place to give him glory. And watch this, prophet. This was so powerful. The Bible says that David blessed the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For choosing him.
Glory to
See, sometimes, listen, when you are humble in heart, humble in spirit, you recognize it. Listen, God, I thank you for choosing me. You could have chose anyone else for this task. But God, I thank you that you've called me out and you have declared to me that you want me to move and speak and declare on your behalf. Somebody say, thank God for choosing me.
Thank God for choosing me.
See, the Bible says that David began to pray and cry out to God and say, Lord, I thank you for preserving me. God, I thank you that you chose me to build you a house.
Yeah.
So God wants you to know, man of God, God wants you to know, woman of God, that the Lord will preserve you wherever you go. Whatever you set your heart to do that is in line with God's will, he will preserve it and he will bless it. Say this with me. Say, the snare
of the enemy,
has been broken.
God will
preserve me wherever I go.
First
point, people of God. God wants you to take territory.
Glory to God.
He wants you to take territory for the kingdom of God so that he can get the glory.
Yes.
That's what David experienced. He experienced a taking forth of territory for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
God wants you. Yes, that's right, man of God. He wants me to take the community. Yes. He wants you to begin to declare that community that you live in is blessed by God.
Hey.
He wants you to declare that in your house, they shall worship the Lord.
Hey.
God said, listen, Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. Somebody ought to receive that today. God wants you to begin to decree and declare in your home and watch God move and take territory for his kingdom. Watch this. Joshua 1:7 declares this. Be strong and very courageous.
Yes.
How many know that anytime you take territory for the kingdom of God, you've got to have some strength.
My God.
Amen, somebody.
Yes.
You've got to have some courage.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. Why? Because the task is always bigger than what you can do on your own. Why if God be for you, who can be against you? See, you're going to use the power that comes from God to move and take territory in the kingdom. Watch this. Joshua 1:7 says, be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or turn to the left, yes, that you may prosper. Somebody say prosper.
Prosper.
He said that you may prosper wherever you go. Now watch this. We love this text right here, prophetess. The Bible says, this book of the law, hey, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. You shall observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall your way be prosperous and you shall have good success. God wants you to know that when you take territory in his name, he's going to make you strong.
Hallelujah.
He's going to make you courageous.
Hallelujah.
He's going to cause you to prosper.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have good success.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I receive that
I receive that right there.
See, I want you to understand this, people of God. It's going to be greater than what you think you can handle.
Come on.
See, when God gives you a task, my goodness, to take territory and take a region, it's going to be more than what you can handle, but you're going to use the power of God.
Yes.
You're going to use the anointing. Watch this. Watch what David used. He used a word from the Lord. Oh, that's good right there. See, when you hear a word from God, you've got to move on it and begin to act on it, because God is going to prosper you wherever you go.
Yes.
Somebody say a word from the Lord.
A word from the Lord.
Watch this. I want to give you this, and I'm going to turn this over to you, prophetess. Watch this. Acts 18, 9 through 11. Paul began to have turmoil in his environment because he was decreeing and declaring the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible says over in Acts 18, 9 through 11, the Bible says, then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. How many know God uses visions, dreams,
yes,
to speak to us in this hour?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I got the Holy Spirit.
I have the Holy Spirit.
See, when you have the Holy Spirit, God ministers to you. The book of Psalms says that he will instruct you in what? The night season.
Yes.
How many know God speaks and moves in different ways, but he will reveal himself to us in dreams and visions. So the Bible says, then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. He said, be not afraid, but speak. How many know you got to say what God said?
Yes.
No matter
yes.
the assignment of the enemy, you got to decree and declare the word of the Lord. The Bible says, he said, be not afraid, but speak. Hold not your peace, for I am with you.
Yes.
No man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city. And the Bible says, Paul continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Look at somebody and say, God will preserve
you. God will preserve you.
Say it again. Say, God will preserve
you. God will preserve you.
He wants you to take territory in this hour. The Bible tells us, people of God, he wants you to enlarge your place.
Come on.
Enlarge your coast.
Yes.
Enlarge your tents. Stretch forth the curtains of your habitations.
Yes, yes.
Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For
yes.
you shall not break, my God, on the right hand or on the left. Your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. God wants you to understand, don't walk in fear and don't be afraid, because he is your maker. God is your creator, and God is going to fight your battles.
Yes.
We want you to understand something this morning, people of God. The snare of the enemy has been broken.
And you're going to take over this territory, but you're not going to do it in your own strength. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So the Spirit of God that is on the work, that's working on the inside of you, he's going to do the work as you speak and decree the word of God. You're going to take over territory.
Amen. Somebody say, God is preserving me.
God is preserving me.
Let me give you the definition of the word preserve. It means to deliver.
Yes.
It means to avenge.
Yes.
It means to bring salvation.
Yes.
It means to give you the victory.
Yes.
It means God will help you.
Glory.
How many know God is a present help? He's a present help in a time
yes.
of trouble. The word preserve means to live in abundance. The word preservation means to be sufficient,
yes.
to make wide, to make spacious, to defend, to bring safety, to be free. How many want freedom in Christ Jesus?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, whom the Son set free is what?
Free indeed.
How many say, I receive freedom,
I receive freedom
in this hour?
In this hour.
Now watch this. I want to give you this because the Lord gave this to us this morning. Psalms 124, the scripture says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters or the circumstances had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yes. Preservation, people of God, hey! Is in the name of Jesus. We stop by to encourage somebody today that has been overwhelmed in circumstance, yes, where people have come up against him. God wants you to understand, man of God. He wants you to recognize, woman of God, that when you declare the name of Jesus, God will preserve
Hallelujah.
You. God will protect hey! You. God will be your refuge. Yes. God will be your deliverer. Hey! God will be your Oh, I wish I had some help in here. God will be your refuge. My God, God will bring you out of a dark place.
Hallelujah.
Preservation is in the name of the Almighty God. Watch this. I want to give you another point really quick. God will subdue the assignment of the enemy that
yes.
comes against you.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Will overcome. He will give you strength to overcome every assignment of the enemy.
Yes.
The Bible says this in Matthew 11 and 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. People of God, we call this kingdom advancement.
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
you are tearing down the walls of the enemy, people of God, it's because the kingdom of God is advancing through you. He is working through
Hallelujah.
You. Somebody say that with me. Say, God is working through
God
me.
Is working through
say
me.
It again. Say, God is working
God
through
is
me.
God is working through me.
See, it's not by might. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Nor by power, but how? By his spirit,
yes.
says the Lord of hosts. The God of the angelic armies is going to fight on your behalf in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus. Somebody say, kingdom advancement.
Kingdom advancement.
See, we want you to know this today, people of God, that the Lord created you what in his image and in his likeness.
Yes,
he has called you to have dominion in
yes.
the earth. He's called you to have authority in the earth.
Yes.
God wants you to know the same anointing he put on David is the same anointing he put on you.
Hey.
The same anointing to conquer. The same anointing to overcome. God has given you authority in this hour to do what, people of God? Be fruitful, to
yes.
multiply, to replenish, to subdue, and have dominion.
Yes.
God wants you to recognize this today, people of God, that he's called you to dominate in this hour. Take authority for the kingdom of God. As I close, the word of the Lord says this. He says this in Luke 10:19. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy,
yes.
and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody say, I have power and authority.
I have power and
say,
authority.
It's in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:10. This is the last scripture we want to give you, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under earth. Hallelujah. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. In Christ Jesus, you tear down the walls of the enemy, because the snare of the enemy has been broken in the name of Jesus.